What does it mean, possessiveness for material things? It means you're infected with greed. Greed, lobha. You're a lobby-wally. Lobby-wally. Greedy girl. You just take what you... Well, possessive, basically we need certain things to live, and Krishna makes arrangements for everyone to get what they need to live. House, clothing, food, these are necessities of life, but we shouldn't be attached to anything, that's the idea. That's the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 10 through 30. You should study Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 10 through 30. Describes who is the Atma and who is the body. The Atma doesn't have any need for anything. The body has all needs. So Krishna provides necessities for our life. So we take what we need and not more than what we need. We eat to live, we don't live to eat. We eat simple food, dressed in simple cloth, live in a simple house, and do bhajan. And always know that everything I have has been given to me by God and it's owned by God. That's the teaching of Isha Upanishad. Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam Yashin Kitra. This body does not, I'm talking to you, you should look at me while I'm talking to you. Well, look at me too. So what I'm saying is this body is a gift of God. So he gave us a body, so he gives us food and clothing and money and everything. He makes all arrangements. Everything is done by God. So we offer it back to God. It belongs to him, not us. We have it on loan. We're renting this body. So where's the room for possession? Everything belongs to him. Like we get a book. Prabhupada told us we get a book. In the front of the book we write, C.O. What does it say? Read this, what does it say inside this book?
Care of Mahanidhi Swami.
He told us to write a book, C/O, your name. It means care of. It's not my book, it's in my care. It belongs to Krishna. So that's the whole thing, our body, everything, body, care of Krishna. So everything I have is a gift of Krishna. So where's the room to think that it's mine? Ahamamati, I am mine, that's Maya. To think mine is Maya. It's not yours, it's Krishna. Krishna gave you the body, Krishna gives you the pran, Krishna gives you the life, Krishna gives you the energy, Krishna gives you the food, water, air, light, everything's for Krishna. It all belongs to Krishna. We're just taking our quota because he's our father. He's giving us enough to live and get by. But there's no room. Possession doesn't exist for a devotee. I don't own anything. Everything belongs to Krishna. Like in sadhu life, if someone comes to you and says, oh, I like your sweater. If someone says that, the sadhu immediately takes off his sweater and gives it to you. If someone comes to you and says they like anything you have, you should give it away. Because it saves them and it saves you also. It saves your possessive idea and it saves a person from more greed. So many people will come here and see me, oh, I like this, I said, take it. Because they like it, they want it, they want it, so just give it to them. Unless it's your wife. You don't give your wife away. I like your wife. Okay, take care. Possessions. This is a law among saintly people. So what are you? You're only, what are you? You're nothing. You're born with nothing, you die with nothing. So what do you own? You own nothing. All you are is Atma. What's the first thing a baby learns to do?
Crying.
Hold on to something. He starts grabbing everything. This is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Then he dies, he lets go. So this represents possessive, holding on. That's why we're told to give charity with our right hand. Open hand means let go of possessiveness. Charity is very good to give. With this hand we want to grab and hold. With this hand we should give. Give food, give money. I was walking back yesterday from voting, or where was it?
Friday
from voting. You know, they paint your fingernail so you can't go to vote twice. It takes like 2 weeks to get this paint off. So I was walking there, some kid came up to me and said, buy me ice cream. Okay. He's about 8 years old. So I went to the store and he goes there all the time, I guess. And he got ice cream. I asked the guy, how much? He said, 10 rupees. I gave 10 rupees. Kid disappeared. So it's a nice feeling, you know, okay, give, you know. So you want to get free from possessiveness, give charity. Give food, give clothing, give some money. That'd be good. If you read Gita, you understand we don't own anything. What do you own? You created cotton? You have clothes are made of cotton, wool, cotton. You created those things? No, he created. So he created, belonged to him? I bought them. Who gave you the money? Chase everything to the owner is Krishna. So, what I possess? All I possess is aham. All I can say aham. I am. I am Atma. Mei Jivatma. I'm Jiva. Jivatma. That's it. What do I have? I have me. I have Atma, Vas. My earrings, my necklace, my clothes.